you were in traffic, was tight coverage. Take us through how you got it done.
He tried to bomb me to the sideline a bit, just try to, you know, stack him. But, you know, he was a tall kid, so, you know, seeing the ball coming down, I just knew I had to make a play.
What were your emotions when you came down with it?
Still got to get a win, man. That was my emotion.
What are they now?
You know, you just keep believing, doing things, you know. Team get closer and closer. You know, we all believe in each other. Nobody gave us a chance. Went and got it done.
Afterwards, you tapped your wrist. What was that about? It was like a clock thing? Or?
Something like that. Something like that.
You were the first option on that play, right? You were the first option?
Oh, I'm not sure. You know, but Brock trusted me and threw it up there, and I went and got it.
What does it mean to make a play like that in this situation?
Hold on. I had too many people talking.
Can this game be something you think you guys can build on in terms of confidence and effectiveness of the offense?
I mean, every win is a great win, so, I mean, every win you should be able to build off it. But it's time to get to work, get ready for next week.
What does it mean for you to make a big play like this with so much riding on it?
It means a lot, you know, more not just for me, but my team. You know, we come in and work hard, you know, every week, you know. And, you know, go out there and get a win like that, you know, means a lot.
And DeAndre's like, hey, everyone, look, I mean, this is the guy, this is the star. How's it make you feel? And DeAndre, even though he had lots of catches himself, he wants you to get the credit.
Man, Hop just playing, man.
What was Brock like in the fourth quarter as he started to kind of pick up some steam and lead you guys?
Brock never changed one bit. It wasn't no fourth quarter thing. You know, Brock was the same way, 24-7. You know, he believes in us and we believe in him.